Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock hour. Little context behind Leroy Horde getting mooned at the Packers games. Remember, that was when he was playing for the Vikings, and Randy Moss notoriously had mooned the crowd, and so when he played for the Vikings, they would be in Green Bay, he would get mooned. So there you go.
That makes sense.
Makes a little more sense.
Eye for an eye.
Eye for an eye, ass for an ass. We have a lot to get to on today's show. It's kind of like a faux football Friday because there's no football for us. No Miami football, no Dolphins, no Hurricanes. There's a Gators game this weekend. Gators, Tennessee. That should be a good one. Mm. I don't think FIU plays, right? Because they played earlier in the week.
Yeah, they play Tuesday, so they're off.
St. Thomas play, Jimmy?
Yes, they do. They're making up a game against University of Fort Lauderdale. The one that got rained out.
Decided to make that up, huh?
Yeah.
They just
no,
went
they didn't
back
blow
and
it
made
off.
It up. Oh, good for
yeah, because it was a bye, so we just decided to play them.
Right.
Is it like a who runs South Florida thing?
No, we did that with Florida Memorial the 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Mm. But is this a rival, though, St. Thomas and Fort Lauderdale University?
Not a chance.
Where is Fort Lauderdale University? And obviously, I know Fort Lauderdale. Don't say that. I'm going to hit you in the face. What is Fort Lauderdale University? Does anybody know?
It's in Lauderhill, Florida, and
Chris Chambers is a coach there.
Who?
Oh, Chris Chambers coaches there?
No, used to coach there.
Oh,
that's all. Right.
He saw it going downhill. Had to hit.
He never got a check.
It's by the flea market.
I don't know.
Yeah, do they call that Swap Shop U?
Probably.
Lauderhill. My goodness.
All right.
That's where the person was that stole my identity.
Oh, in Lauderhill?
When they accidentally gave me the address that tried to get my income tax check sent to them, it was in Lauderhill. I could drive to the house right now.
We're not doing 305 alarm. I vamped for a couple of minutes there. We never hit it. All right.
Yeah, we just coast right by it.
All right, I'm just checking. I'm going to give you a quick 15 minutes of game day uncensored because we have a lot to get to this afternoon. We want to get to it all. 15 minutes of game day uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus RX luxury SUV. For those who never want to lose their edge, experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Again, Dolphins are on the bye week. I read you a question yesterday from the Sun Sentinel. They have the Dolphins mailbag, and Chris Perkins and David Fioronis answer questions. There was one question I wanted to get to. I didn't get to yesterday. The question emailed in was, chances Tua is back for week 8. Over under, the emailer puts it, at 70%. I would put it at 100%, by the way. Yeah. I don't think there's any chance that he's not coming back. Here's what Fioronis writes. I'll take the over on this. It seems like it's setting up for Tua Tagovailoa to return for the first game he's eligible, which is October 27th against the Arizona Cardinals. All signs point towards Tua doing well. The Dolphins placed him on injured reserve, seemingly with knowledge that it wouldn't truly take him the 4-game minimum the IR stint establishes. But it eliminated any rushing through timelines, and Tua seems primed to quickly move through the phases of concussion protocol once the Dolphins put him through those stages. It really brings up the question. This is interesting to me from Fioronis. It really brings up the question of why the Dolphins didn't try to get away with not placing him on IR. They had this bye week, and if Tua was cleared, he could have come back on the other side of the bye against the Indianapolis Colts 5.5 weeks post-concussion. A loss there A loss there without him could fairly bring that decision into question. But of course, there's Tua's concussion history and the optics in play when it comes to his case. So I understand why the Dolphins did it. It is a fair question. I know everyone is super sensitive with head injury, and I'm all for Tua doing whatever he thinks is best for him. And if he retired from football, I would support him. So I want to get that out of the way. But it is interesting. Dolphins didn't have to put him on IR. I think we all know that. He never really experienced any post-concussion symptoms. If he was off now for the last three games and then had this bye week, it would have been 5.5 weeks since the concussion. By placing him on IR, they took him out for another game after that. That maybe, you know, we're talking about football here. Maybe they'll be able to, maybe they could have used him at the end of the season.
The most extreme thing they could do to show that they're taking control of his health was put him on IR.
Oh, no doubt.
The next step is retirement. They can't put him on a double IR. Like, the next step is you're either not going to play the rest of the season and now you're talking about retirement. But this is the thing, too. I think I would give credit to the Dolphins for this. If Tua's not on IR, he's getting interviewed every single week about his health and about concussions, about how he feels and about that. We haven't heard from Tua because there's no reason to talk to a guy on IR. So it makes the Dolphins look like they're protecting Tua against himself and against the competitive edge that players want to have, and I want to be out there with my teammates. But it also takes Tua off the board to have to answer the questions. Where are you at in concussion protocol? Do you feel fine to play? Take these 4 weeks or 5 weeks or 6 weeks. It's on us. We did this to you. And if you want to come back, come back. But the next step to this would be retirement, and I'm with you. Tua 100% plays against the Arizona Cardinals. But the Dolphins did the best thing to make him not have the pressure and to make them look good like they're protecting their player.
But is it, it's an unseemly conversation, but is the interest here in protecting him from post-concussion syndrome, or is the interest in looking good to the fans and media?
Looking good.
Okay. If we acknowledge that, then okay.
Oh, yeah. No, an extra week. If
if he was ready to go 2 weeks after, he was ready to go.
He was ready. And then the last concussion, the last time we saw him fence up and his hands do the funny stuff and his toes curl up, if they would have left him out 2 more weeks, would of what happened when he hit, when DeMar Hamlin hit him with his forearm not happen? No, it would. It would have happened because that's what happens when Tua gets hit in the head. And God willing, knock on wood, knock on whatever the hell the material you have to knock on, it's good luck. If Tua gets hit in the head real hard again, I don't see how the fencing and all that doesn't happen. It's part of his makeup. It's part
of
what happens.
That's how he responds, yeah.
That's how he responds to, I hate to say it this way, but brain injury, brain trauma, his body responds that way. But it was very, I won't say nice because the Dolphins did it for themselves, but it was good for them to take the pressure off him, put it back on themselves. But at this point, you have to explain to Tua, that first down or that touchdown, if it's game winning, that first down, if it's game saving, whatever you want to put on these extra 2 yards, do not let people hit you when you know they're coming. If you get sacked blindside, okay, you get sacked blindside. Do not create contact willingly. We've seen what happened your entire career, including college.
Somebody tweeted out today, and it went a little viral. Someone had tweeted out today, I think Tua's first play back should be a quarterback design run to show the league he ain't scared. Uh-huh. And Tyreek Hill retweeted it and wrote, who's going to call the next play?
Yeah. Run him on a quarterback sweep. Go and put him in a Justin Fields offense. We'll be rolling in.
All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana. I'm sorry about my sound. I am stuffed up and just sneezing during every time down that I have. I apologize. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
All right, guys. So the Panthers did lose to the Senators last night, 3-1. So they have a victory and a loss on the season. There is some good news here. David Pagnotta He's a analyst on SiriusXM NHL, NHL Network. He tweets out some positive news regarding Alexander Barkov's status. He was injured in the game. He says, hearing he has not sustained a significant injury, but what's considered a bad sprain, he's likely out. Will miss. He's week to week is what he tweets out.
Which is good news that it's not long term, but it's not day to day either. Week to week is right. Unfortunate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, I mean, you don't want to see anybody get injured. The Panthers, they're okay, like we discussed a couple days ago, right? Like the regular season early on, no matter what happens, no panic with this team.
No, no.
We've seen it 2 years in a row. We've seen the roll into the playoffs. We've seen limp into the playoffs. We've seen, yeah. You know, games in hand, and we've seen how to win at the end. And they went to the Stanley Cup twice in a row and won it once. Like, the history has made me not worry about any of this crap.
The Miami Heat, they're going to have their home debut this preseason on Sunday. Tip-off will be at 3:30 versus the Pelicans. Remember, Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez Jr., along with Jay Rich. He's going to be out for a while, though. Still coming back from a shoulder surgery. Tyler and Jaime had groin strains and didn't play in the preseason opener on Tuesday. But Anthony Chang tweets out that they were both putting up shots after practice today. Their status is up in the air for Sunday.
All right.
Miss Tyler needs some Flintstone gummies.
The Niners beat the Seahawks last night 36-24. I just saw now that Kyle Shanahan said he will not open up the practice window this upcoming week for Christian McCaffrey. They play the Chiefs, the Niners do, next week, a Super Bowl rematch, but they'll have to do it without C-Mac.
I'm interested to see what goes on in Pittsburgh this weekend because Russell Wilson is healthy, but he's backing up Justin Fields.
And if they're sitting at, because they don't score a lot of points, they just have a real good defense.
Correct.
So you're at the end of the fourth quarter sitting at 13 points, and it's 13-16. Is Russ the fire starter? Is Russ the spark? But now if you put Russ in, you can't go back and forth. I'm with you, Hawk. It's very interesting what happened.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I guess you kind of can go back and forth, though. I know that's not normal.
I mean, you could, but it becomes a tenuous situation. Then, like, the last thing any coach, an offensive coordinator, an offensive line, and skill positions want to deal with is, yeah, we kind of have a rotating system of quarterbacks every now and then. It just throws everything off. Then you got to split snaps during practice. It's like you really need a defined starter.
And with their playing style, you got to split the playbook. Have you watched the Steelers game?
I've watched some snaps, but oh my God, is that offense dreadful.
Solana, but they literally snap the ball to Justin Fields and tell him take off running. They just pull people around and say, hey, go block and just Justin, try to find some yards. You can't run a quarterback sweep with Russell Wilson. So it's literally a Joe Flacco offense. Next series, you're running a Lamar Jackson offense. Okay, let's go back to the Joe Flacco offense. Okay, let's do Lamar Miller. It's very confusing, and the continuity can't be there. It is totally different styles. I pick one and go with it. And I trust Mike Tomlin. And honestly, I don't think Mike Tomlin would do the dual quarterback thing.
I know you're kind of boys with him. I know you may or may not have his number. Text him this. I've been scheming on this for a while. Let TJ Watt play quarterback for them. Because he's so good on the defensive end and nobody can stop him. I mean, at this point, why not?
Yeah. Right now, I'll lock it in. Okay. Tell him to call me later.
All right.
Yeah.
Who do you want me to send that to? I was half paying attention.
Me too.
I'm texting Mike T. That's a lot of thanks. The defensive end should play quarterback.
Yeah.
That's,
all right. I'll text Aronde.
That's my plan for this afternoon.
Okay. Tonight, the Dodgers, they host the Padres in Game 5 of the NLDS winner advantage. Who would you rather have, T.J. Watt or Skylar Thompson as quarterback of the Dolphins?
Dear Aronde.
That's how you text?
Yeah, you don't?
You tab the first sentence, put it over. We text different.
Then he signs his name at the end of every text.
Yeah, mine are all like formal letters from the Civil War.
The feather pen.
Dear Aronde.
The Dodgers host the Padres tonight, game five of the NLDS. I feel like we're all heavily invested in this game because we're riding with the Dodgers since that's Crowder's team.
I do want to see a Yankees-Dodgers World Series, though. I think it'd be great.
Even though the Padres were your team at the start of this season, I remember, like, you love the Padres because your son loves Fernando Tatis.
Yeah. He loved Tatis until he got caught for steroids, and now he hurt his feelings. But they have a good squad. I love Manny Machado. They have a little squad over there. I just like good baseball, and I like
Luis
guys.
Luis Arraez, our guy.
Arraez, I like guys that get up in the box arrogant, and both teams just have arrogant batters, and I love arrogant batters. But my money's on it, Solana. The Dodgers have a stupid roster.
Right. I'm watching Clay Thompson highlights from Dallas. Was this last night? How was his debut?
I don't know. I didn't watch it, but it must have been last week or so.
Couldn't have
I
been
thought impressive. It was last night. I thought that's why I'm looking at it.
It was last night, but the headline is Thompson's debut with the Mavs had no stats behind it.
Let me see.
He had 10 points. He played 18 minutes. 10 points, 3 assists.
All right.
Yeah, it looks like all the starters played around that much. Luka didn't play, though. No Luka Doncic. Oh, no Maxi Kleber either. Oh, well. Can't get a good gauge on that team if Maxi's not out there.
They don't have Tim Hardaway Jr. anymore?
No, it looks like they don't.
Because they made a big mistake, if you remember, in the finals. He didn't get the minutes that he needed, and you saw what happened.
Kleber.
Tim Hardaway Jr. is on the Detroit Pistons.
All right.
Still getting paid.
Our NBA Finals coverage was Maxi Kleber and Tim Hardaway Jr.
And a series MVP bet on, who was it, DJJ?
Yeah, Derrick Jones Jr.
Hit the first three-pointer of the championship series, gentlemen.
We had a segment argument with Solana saying Maxi Kleber is the answer.
Well, guess what, man? Jason Kidd agreed with me because that guy played more minutes than Luka Doncic in games 4 and 5.
Maxi Kleber.
The Yankees, they closed out the Royals last night. So they win that series 3-1. They'll play the winner of the Guardians and Tigers. That'll be tomorrow night. Game 5 winner advances to the NLCS. Finally, guys, you know, I think we talked about this. McDonald's and Krispy Kreme had announced a partnership. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So for this entire weekend, Krispy Kreme will give free donuts to customers at their location. So if you go to a Krispy Kreme, all you have to do is present a McDonald's receipt. So you go to a McDonald's, you buy something, and then you go to Krispy Kreme and you get free donuts.
Are you sure you're not getting suckered here?
No, this is on the Krispy Kreme website.
Seems like a lot of work.
It does, but you get a free glazed donut.
You're going from McDonald's to Krispy Kreme. You can afford to put in a little extra work.
There's big Krispy Kreme boxes at Walmart. Why couldn't they just drop some boxes of Krispy Kreme to McDonald's and shoot me a donut with my burger?
Well, they're offering Krispy Kreme at McDonald's. That's the whole thing. But I don't know why now you have to leave McDonald's to get to Krispy Kreme.
But not yet. That's not coming until like 2025 or 2026. But this is just to build a little bit of hype around their partnership. They're offering this all weekend long.
It's a treasure hunt? Do I take my Dunkin' Donuts receipt somewhere else and get a drink?
I don't see it on their website.
Yeah, it was an official press release from Krispy Kreme. I'm on their mailing
list. Are you sure?
This is a Tom Hanks
movie. Because I saw something online about this, and it was that Twitter account, like Dexerto or something, which is half real and half false. So I didn't pay it any mind.
Yeah. Normally, to me, Dexerto, which happens to be a great follow, is Bible. Like, if they say something, I believe it.
But none of their stuff is true.
I know. But no, I saw this on People magazine, on People.com.
All right. Well, that's my Bible.
You can find it on Yahoo as well.
All right. You say so. I'll take your word for it, Jimmy.
All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is funny. Like, every Dexterito tweet has a community note on it.
They're all false. It sounds great what they tweet out. They're never right.
We're playing the Da Vinci Code at lunchtime. We gotta go here to go there to go here to find that to go.
And then I gotta ask McDonald's for my receipt. Like, I need a paper receipt at McDonald's
to go to Dunkin' Donuts, and Dunkin' Donuts is gonna tell you to go to the third house on the left on 7th Avenue so you can get another piece of paper. That's silly.
It's funny. I never ask for a receipt anymore. They say, you want the receipt? Nah, just throw it out.
Yeah, well, they don't even offer it. Like, who the hell wants a receipt?
You want to get it as a write-off.
Yeah, but all the receipts you can get digitally. Like, you don't need a... Like,
I mean, the
days of envelopes filled with paper receipts is like...
Every time I valet my car, the person in front of me wants their receipt for a write-off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, that is your weather.
All right, don't go anywhere. In the next segment, I am going to sneeze a lot.
That's nasty.
No, he doesn't have anything here. You're just supposed to go to commercials. That's
why y'all always point at me when something goes wrong?
I said in the next segment, I'm going to sneeze a lot, and then I thought you guys would play the commercials.
Every time something goes wrong, everybody was a poor.
We're audibling a little bit too because I can't breathe. I'm snotting all over the place. I thought we were all kind of this guy runs the route that was called. He does not break off a route, man.
You chain you. No, son, no.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Azúcar!
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, a little fun here. So a couple notes. Lee Sterling usually joins us on Fridays. He's not joining us today because we have to get through these Heat media day cuts. If we don't, we're going to miss out on this because we're going to be too deep into the Heat season and the Panthers season. I really enjoy this stuff, so I wanted to do that today. And we have a couple of segments that we wanted to play for you this afternoon, as long as it's a bye week for the Dolphins and the Hurricanes, and I'm suffering from a bad head cold. We had some segments we want to play for you. Today's National Sausage Pizza Day, so we're going to play the Aronde is a slice of pizza, a meal or a snack segment. And we're also going to play for you this afternoon a segment, and it wasn't even a segment. This is kind of put together so you can enjoy it as a listener. It has not been played since it happened, but it has been talked about, and people still reference it. It was... Last season, we used to do the show with Javon Holland at Hollywood Kia, and we had a conversation. Solana was ordering veggie pizza at the dealership when one of the managers there was going to buy us pizzas, and then Solana kind of casually mentioned to Javon Holland that he's a kayaker, and, you know, we didn't think anything of it. And then I kind of went back and dug a little deeper because I don't recall Solana being a kayaker, and it was perfect Solana. It got into the weeds of Solana saying something and not being able to back it up. So it's never been played again, but we're going to play it for you today. So that'll be fun. All right, let's do the game show here from Heat Media Day. And it's just our little internal game show. But Solana goes out. When does Heat season start? 23rd, by the way?
Yes,
22nd or 23rd?
The 23rd, Orlando will be in Miami at the Kaseya Center.
All right, very good. And you'll be there Sunday? or Heat Pelicans.
Yes, sir. 3:30 p.m. Your first chance to come watch the new and see the new Kaseya Center.
All right. So Lana sits down with the Heaters and Coach Spo on Media Day. This was a couple of weeks ago. And he does some regular basketball talk with them. But he also asks them some of the questions that, you know, are pressing show questions for Hockman and Crowder.
Yeah.
Ice cream cake or cookie cake? What's the best? We've had a long-running discussion about this. I love cookie cake. I think cookie cake trumps everything. Most people love ice cream cake.
Mm-hmm.
Crowder included, Solana included. This has been a big point of contention between me and Ryan, the owner of Funky Buddha, for a long time. Doesn't understand how cookie cake is even in the conversation with ice cream cake.
It's a big cookie.
It's a cookie cake. It's got frosting. I mean,
it's a big cookie.
Okay, it's a big ice cream. Who can play this game?
But the ice cream cake has cake in it with ice cream layers.
It's terrible. I can't make this any clearer for anyone listening. We are hypnotized as young children. Oh, they're going to have ice cream cake. This is what happens when you're going to a kid's birthday party when they're four. They're going to have ice cream cake. And then all of a sudden you're an adult and you got to wake up. Nobody wants to eat ice cream with a fork and a knife. You want to eat ice cream with a spoon or on a cone. And but we're so hypnotized from our youth. And then everybody goes, oh, crunchies, crunchies,
crunchy.
Crunchies, crunchies, mother bleeping crunchies.
Delicious crunchies.
But I don't want to get into it again. We'll let the Heat players decide. So first guy is Kevin Love.
Ice cream.
You think ice cream cake?
This is overall on this topic. I'm going ice cream every time because you're the minority on this entire topic.
I'm going to say Kevin Love prefers cookie cake because he's a thinker. And thinkers, when you think it through, you realize the cake format for ice cream doesn't work.
Oh, they have little cookies already. Let me get a big-ass 4-foot cookie. Doesn't make sense. He's a thinker.
They've got little dipping dots. You get every argument that you have, you could say for ice cream.
Jimmy,
what do you think Kevin Love is going to prefer?
Ice cream.
All right, let's listen.
Finally, ice cream cake or cookie cake?
Ice cream.
Oh, Kevin Love, you and I, we mesh again.
Heavy hitters.
There you go.
You and I, we mesh again.
He is weird. Big appetite on Khalil Ware. You and him mesh.
We mesh again. Well, that's got to make Kevin Love rethink his answer. Ask him again next year.
What did you like again? I'm going cookie this year.
Here's Eric Spoelstra next. What do you think Spo likes?
Ice cream. Young kids, ice cream.
That's a good point. That's a good point. He's in ice cream cake mode. Yeah, I'm going to say ice cream cake.
And he's a thinker.
Well.
And he's a thinker.
Well, not on this. He thinks about basketball.
Yes.
So he's still hypnotized by ice cream cake. What do you think, Jimmy?
I'm going to say cookie cake.
Interesting. All right, let's listen to Coach Spo.
Ice cream cake or cookie cake? If you had to
choose.
I'm
not a cake guy. I go to Whip and Dip in South Miami. I'm an ice cream guy, and my kids love Whip and Dip, so we tend to go there probably more frequently than I would like, for our kids to eat that much sugar. But that's one of my favorites.
I love Whip and Dip. Coach Spo, thank you for putting up with the nonsense, and as always, thank you very much for sitting down.
Okay, thanks.
So now, he says Whip and Dip. First of all, that wasn't the question, Spo.
Answer the damn question, Spo.
Answer the damn question. Secondly, I don't know what you're doing. I think you think you're on these, like, remember 40-year-old virgin when they do the quick dates? What do they call it? Like the minute dates or whatever?
Speed dating.
Speed dating.
Yeah.
I think Solana's trying to make a connection with everybody as if it's like speed dating. Oh, Whip and Dip. I love that place. Have you ever been to Whip and Dip, Solana?
Never heard of it.
He's trying to make a connection.
Where do you think this is going to go?
That's a no answer by Spo, though. That's a no answer.
Well, he said ice cream cake or cookie cake, and he brought up ice cream. I think he's kind of leaning.
He said neither, though. He said neither. We prefer ice cream, whip and dip. Yeah, how about Jay Rich?
Too much sugar for his kids. Come on.
Jay Rich.
Ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake for sure. He's well, although I still think of him as a youngster. He's probably not that young anymore. How many years has he been in the league now?
A while. I think this is his eighth season.
Is it? All right, now I'm going to go with cookie cake. I think he's grown out of it.
He could be 70 or he could be 6. Ice cream cake is better than cookie cake.
Again, I just explained to you why it's not. Ice cream is not meant to be eaten with a fork. I'd like to see these ice cream places start putting out forks in the little cup instead of spoons. How quickly people avoid that place.
You actually could spoon an ice cream cake.
No, you can't. Nobody
because the cake portion
cake
can get on a spoon. It's ice cream.
Ridiculous.
Cake. Put a little space between.
I'm going to say Jay Rich says cookie cake. How about you, Jimmy?
I'm going to say cookie cake as well.
Cookie cake as well. All right, let's listen.
All right, what's better, ice cream cake or cookie cake?
Cookie cake.
Really?
Yeah!
I mean, I've just had more cookie cakes in my life. But I do like ice cream cake, but like that could also get messy.
The crunchies in the middle, though, are where it's at, no?
I'm a fan. Don't twist that up. Right. I am a fan. But if I had to pick, I'd probably go cookie cake. It's more manageable. You know, you can like cut it in little like slices and not have to worry
about
it.
You're going for convenience when you're eating cake?
Right.
I mean,
don't badger them.
Everyone has a priority.
Hey, understood. Understood.
Yeah, respect. Respect, Jay Rich.
That's legit.
He likes cookie cake. He knows what's good.
No.
And Solana's trying to sell him on the crunchies.
He better not get a bowl of lasagna. He'll pour it on his lap.
Crunchies in the middle. There's crunchies in the middle, though.
Crunchies in
How about mind. Jaime Jaquez?
Ice cream. Ice cream.
The West Coast guy. It's
West
hot
Coast
there.
Dude. Hispanic.
Ice cream's refreshing.
I don't know why I just yelled Hispanic.
Yeah.
But seems
no,
like the right thing
they love say. El helado.
Yeah.
We do.
I'm going to say ice cream cake for Triple J as well. How about you, Jimmy?
I'm going to say ice cream.
All right, 3 ice cream cakes. Let's listen in.
Ice cream cake or cookie cake?
Cookie cake.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
For sure.
My God!
It's like my favorite.
Over ice cream cake?
Yeah.
With the crunchies in the middle?
I mean, my thing is you can put ice cream on the cookie cake. You know, I like the cookie cake.
Better
That's
move.
For me. Yeah.
That's a better
That's
move.
For me.
That's my guy. Triple J with the cookie cake.
That's a better move.
No,
That's
veteran move. Move. Veteran move.
Veteran move.
Why he sounds so sexy?
He's doing speed dating, I'm telling you.
That one got me.
Now that I hear you say it, Triple J, it does sound good.
It's not speed dating. I have to get in 6 minutes of questions with them about basketball, and then I got to be like, oh, your handler's telling me, wrap it up. Let me ask you about cookie cake or ice cream cake.
Funny, Victor Bermudez texted me. He says his 14-year-old is in the car with him listening to this, and he asked, how do they get people to answer these questions? I'm like, well, they're hostages for 6 minutes, and they, in order to get released, they have to answer the questions.
It's on the way out.
Khalil Ware, first round pick, Khalil Ware.
Oh, he's a puppy. Ice cream cake. I'll go with your age thing.
Isn't he like a free thinker?
Free thinker, but yeah, no.
Was there a knock on him that he doesn't give you his all?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the knock coming out of college?
It was.
Yeah, well, requires more effort to eat ice cream cake. It's much easier to eat cookie cake. So I'm going to go, based on that, I'm going to say cookie cake. Jimmy?
I'm going to say ice cream.
All right, let's listen to Khalil Ware.
Ice cream cake or cookie cake, if you had to choose?
Ice cream cake.
The crunchies in the middle, right?
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Ice
yeah.
cream cake.
Do you like cookie cake?
Yeah, but ice cream cake, I feel like that should be better because you got the
you got the, you know, the cold feeling to it.
So. Yeah.
All right, so he likes the fact that ice cream is cold, but that, I mean...
You are so funny.
But, I mean, you know, okay. Yeah. I mean, we're, I mean, what are we doing here? Go ahead. What are we doing? Okay. I love when, crunchy. And then Solana tried to connect with him again. He's like, you like the crunchies, right? And he just goes ice cream. Like, he's not interested in that line of conversation. So Solana moves on. I didn't like the crunchies either.
So what's your upbringing? How'd you grow up?
One more. Duncan Robinson.
Oh, still ice cream. This is my biggest tilt towards cookie, but I'm still going to go ice cream.
I happen to think he's ice cream as well because he's like all-American guy, and every all-American guy is going, oh, I love ice cream cake. Burp, 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 burp. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's the sheep mentality. Jimmy?
I'm going to say cookie cake.
Really? All right, let's listen to Duncan Robinson.
Ice cream cake? Or cookie cake, if you had to choose one.
I don't even know what cookie cake is.
A large cookie.
Like a pizookie?
Pizookies are fire. At like BJ's Brewhouse?
I would say pizookie.
I got to start this over because I missed really something totally with pizookies. I got to know what's going on here. Hold everything. He doesn't know what cookie cake is, but he knows what a pizookie is.
Oh, Solana got in his bag.
You have no idea, man.
Duncan, if you don't know what a cookie cake is, holster the pizookie for a while because it's a little incongruous there. All right, let's listen to this again.
Ice cream cake or cookie cake if you had to choose one?
I don't even know what cookie cake is.
A large cookie.
Like a pizookie?
Pizookies are fire at like BJ's Brewhouse.
I would say pizookie all day. I've never really totally understood ice cream cake. Now, I've had different versions of ice cream cake. Some ice cream cake is literally just ice cream and there's no cake. Like there's a crust, but it's just ice cream. That doesn't do it for me. If you have cake with ice cream infused as like the icing, that I can get behind.
But isn't cake just a delivery mechanism for frosting?
Disagree strongly. I think the cake is the star of the show.
Okay.
See, that's I don't want to get too far ahead of myself and start disparaging media, but I think that's part of media's problem.
That's the problem.
Is that you're just like you're tying into these mainstream ideas that people just want to eat icing. You really need to like dig deeper into the actual substance of the experience, which is the cake. A great cake is the separator, not the icing.
Which is my thing with ice cream cake. The ice cream. First of all, ice cream is better than cake, period. I
actually disagree with that, too.
And I think that's the problem with basketball players, that you don't just listen to the media.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Duncan is currently filling out a court order to keep you away from him.
Hey, there's no chance you get a post-game interview.
I love Solana when he has to think on his feet real quick. Because Duncan goes, I don't even know what a cookie cake is. What's a cookie cake? Oh, it's a big, big cookie. It's like your description of what a cookie cake is. I wanted to jump through the
That was Crowder's.
It was dead on.
Oh, it's a big cookie.
It's a dead on description.
It's not a big cookie. It's a cake.
It's a big cookie.
That's made out of cookie. It's got frosting and writing and a message.
How thick is it?
So what's ice cream cake? It's a big ice cream?
No, it's an ice cream. I'm with Duncan. If it's just a big box of ice cream, I'm with you. That's not nothing special. When the ice cream is integrated into the actual cake, layer of ice cream, layer of cake, integrated in one dish. It's exemplary.
Guy goes, is it a pizookie?
A cookie cake is a 1-inch thick, big-ass cookie.
It's not true. I wish you would have answered him, you're a pizookie.
Yeah. a Pazookie.
That was fun. All right, well done. So there were two cookie cake lovers, Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Jay Rich. That was it?
Wow. Yeah, and Duncan, a Pazookie is a cookie cake. It's just brought to you like fajitas are brought to you in a big, in like a big-ass pan.
But a Pazookie is just a pizza cookie, isn't it?
No, it's a cookie cake, but it's brought to you in a pan so that the cookie cake is still warm when it gets there.
No, it's why the name, Solana. It's a pizza cookie.
No, I gotcha. Like a brownie cookie is a brookie. Like I realize what the wombo is, but a Pazookie is just it's a cookie cake. It's just warm in the little pan.
You know what it is? It's just big cookie, just like. A cookie cake is just a big cookie.
Is a cookie cake, and I think the Pazookie comes from like Pizza Hut or something, and they don't bring it to you at your door in a pan.
No, man,
it comes in the box that all the other pizzas and Pazookies go.
No, that's why I mentioned BJ's Brewhouse. You order the Pazookie.
Oh yeah, he really connected with you on that.
Yeah, BJ's Brewhouse, Adam, during games.
That's where the Pazookie was invented, jackass.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. No one. Yeah, that's what he was talking about, the Pazookie at BJ's Brewhouse.
How much do you want to bet BJ's Brewhouse invented the Pazookie?
Invented the Pazookie.
They invented the Pazookie.
Solana. I don't even know the answer to this, but it sounds ridiculous.
Solana's right. They did invent it.
Of course they did.
Why? Because who says they invented it?
BJ's the internet said it.
Does BJ's Brewhouse declare that they invented the Pazookie?
It's a
four wing places by my house that say best wings in the world.
It's a pan cookie. They bring it to you in the pan so that the cookie cake, is still warm. It's like a fajita.
Well, that's not like a fajita. You don't have to build it yourself.
I know, but the fajitas, they bring it out to you on the sizzling pan to keep the food warm while you have to build out your own meal. The Pazookie is the same idea. Nobody wants to eat a dry-ass cookie cake except Mark Hochman, so they found a way to bring you an actual cookie cake that stays warm throughout the entire experience.
You're making no sense. So, it's a pizza cookie. Pazookie.
So the ingredients in a 3-inch cookie is the same ingredients in a Pazookie. It's the same ingredients in a cookie cake. Right?
Yes.
They're all just different size cookies.
But they're really not different size. First of all, a cookie cake is it feeds a number of people. A Pazookie is like the way that Solana describing it is like a one person dessert. That's not a Pazookie. The Pazookie is multiple people can bite off pieces of the Pazookie.
So let me get this straight. If I call Oreo and get Oreo to make me 2 3-foot wide Oreo black crackers and put white Oreo sauce inside and mush it together, and now it's just a big Oreo. Now that's an Oreo cake. Because that's what a cookie cake is. It's just a bigger version of an already existing cookie.
Yeah, but a regular cake is just a bigger version of a cupcake.
A cupcake is a small version of a cake, and it has layers with between the cake and the icing and the cake.
I don't understand what the delineation is. The structure.
Cookie cakes have no structure.
What do you mean they have no structure?
They need to go up. Cakes go up. Cakes have height. Cakes have width, length.
And these do have height.
No, they don't. They're flat cookies.
It is height.
They're flat. They're cookies.
By the way, Pazookie, trademarked by BJ's Brewhouse.
Doesn't mean that they invented it. Hot cakes don't have height. Those are cakes. All right, we got to take a break. We're so over time. Take a break. Come back. 4 o'clock hours next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Vix Vaparu.
Hawk and Crowder.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.